I saw an angel falling down. And when I saw her face, it took my breath away.
All right, I am Pastor Floyd Hughes from Crossroads Community Church, and I have with me Melanie, Lene, and Melissa, and hopefully Rachel will join us soon. And I apologize for the long length of time in between podcasts, but it's been a hectic, I feel bad saying summer because we're now in October, but it's been a just a hectic time period. But that's going to bring us to the topic that we're going to talk about tonight, or this afternoon, or this morning, whenever you're listening to it. And I wanted to talk about working moms, because I know I've been busy. All of you guys have been busy. All of you guys are working moms. And we're not casting shade at stay-at-home moms in any way, shape, or form, because they do a whole lot of stuff all on their own. But I just wanted to talk about working moms because that can be extremely difficult and stressful. But let me start with this question. You have all, like, you're all working moms now. Do you feel like as working moms, you get stereotyped as being, I don't know, stereotyped as opposed to non-working moms? You feel like there's a stereotype for working moms, like you don't do enough of this, you don't do enough of that, you don't spend enough time with this? Or is that is that not even a stereotype? Or is it an old school stereotype?
I don't feel like I get that stereotype, but I don't work a full-time job. I feel like maybe if I worked like a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday, then maybe it'd be a little bit different. But since I'm part-time and I kind of like try to make the hours while my kid's in school, I don't really miss any of the child time, but I gain a lot of adult time.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never had any moment where I felt like I was being stereotyped. But I do work a lot now, so I definitely am with my kids less than I was. So I kind of feel bad about it.
Okay. Wait, you do kind of feel bad about it?
I do. I enjoy my time away from my kids, which is part of what makes me feel so bad. And I feel so bad that I'm missing out on time with them. And then I get mad at myself that I enjoy my time away, too. It's just, yeah.
Okay. Do you think there's, like, any milestones that you might miss out on? Because, like, it's not like you came home and it's like, they started walking and I wasn't here. Because, you know what I mean? They're already walking, all that. They're already talking, so. Do you feel like there's any milestones that you might miss out on?
You know what? I've only been full-time for like a few months, and I don't know that I feel like I'm missing out on any milestones, but before being with them all the time, I almost never noticed them getting bigger, and being around them less, it's like I see them in front of my eyes just getting bigger and doing more, and I'm like, wow. Like, I never saw it like this because I was just constantly with them. So I am missing. I'm missing being with them all the time.
Okay, so Mel, you've been working mom the longest, I think.
Yeah, I was working anywhere from like 60 to 80 hours a week whenever Caden was born. And even with all of the overtime I was putting in, I didn't get stereotyped, but I did get a lot of pushback from my coworkers, saying I wasn't contributing as much as I needed to, I wasn't doing as much, and that they all worked while they were moms, and there was no reason why I couldn't work, even though I was a mom, and they wanted me to work past 80 hours a week. So that's not quite a stereotype, but I know it's a lot of pushback from coworkers. And then there's always the other side where it's like, you need to spend more time with your kid because you're working 80 hours a week, and you're never home with your kid. And if you are, you're grumpy because you're not sleeping. Like, so going down to part-time was a real big thing for me, because now I can still work, still make money, and I get to spend a whole lot of time with Caden in comparison.
Well, do you, let me ask you this. The people who were saying, hey, you can work more, I did it. Were those generally older people? Or were they like people your age who like, hey, I did it 3 years ago? Or are these people who like, I did it 15 years ago?
There were some that were like, usually they were older. Some of the people 15 years ago or less, they had more sympathy because they were like, it wasn't this bad 15 years ago when I had my kid. I don't know how you do it. So I had some younger coworkers who were more sympathetic, but it was most of the older people that gave no slack for anybody, didn't remember what it was like being a mom, didn't have to work probably when they were a mom, or had they had a very good support system, or just didn't have to work the sheer amount of hours.
So let me ask you this. If you were to ask Caden, would he notice, did he notice the difference? Like you said, you noticed the difference and you're much more appreciative now that you're part-time instead of full-time. Did he notice a difference? Like, oh, you're here more, this is great, or?
Yeah, he definitely started acting differently. He got a little bit more clingy, which isn't great, but it shows that he trusts that I was actually going to be home rather than, oh, hi, mom, bye, mom, see you next week. Like, I got to spend a whole lot more time with them, which I can appreciate now.
And Lene, if you asked them, what would your kids say? Like, oh, you're not here as much. Or do they not even notice?
Oh, no, they notice. They know. They're like, you have to go to work again? They're like, don't go to work, mommy. And I feel horrible. Absolutely horrible. They really are missing me.
Oh, that is so sad.
It is so sad. It breaks my heart.
Okay, so Melissa, now, you've kind of centered yours around school time, so you're not missing as much, right?
Yeah, I do miss some Saturdays with Jack, so I feel at first it was kind of weird for him, and he'd be like, I wish you didn't have to work today. But now he doesn't care. He just Oculuses or watches YouTube until I get home, and then he doesn't care when I get home either, unless he needs a snack that he didn't make for himself. So,
okay.
It's only sad when they're little, Lene. As they get older, they don't even care that you're gone. So, don't worry. You only got a couple years of that left.
Oh, thanks. Well,
how do you feel about that? That he doesn't like,
it's heart-wrenching. He's reached like that weird preteen age where like he doesn't want to kiss me at the bus stop anymore, or in general. We don't get kisses. We're lucky if we get hugs. The affection is definitely came to like a screeching halt. It seems like overnight. I went from like holding him to him wondering why I'm next to him. You know, we're fine. Everything's fine. It's great over here. We're doing great. I am fine.
All right, well, let me ask you this. So all the spouses, are they like, yay, you're working, or like, no, you don't? I mean, are they on the same page as you as far as working? Or do they kind of like, I don't care, it's up to you, or what are their thoughts?
Yeah, I feel mine is sort of like, it's whatever I want to do. He likes it because I'm in a better mood just because I get to get out of the house and like have adult conversation, and I like being there. But if I told him that I wanted to quit my job tomorrow, he wouldn't care if I wanted to stay home either.
What about you, Mel?
Well, he doesn't really care either way. It's nice to have a little extra income coming in. And if he always says if he gets like promoted or gets a little bit higher paying job, that I could always quit my job. I don't know how true that is, but it's nice to think about.
All right. And Lene, what about you?
I don't know. I think he likes that I'm working because we needed the money. So there's that. But he was fine when I stayed home too. Like it's just right now in our life, this is what's working best for us as a family.
I say this, and I'm not sure how broad your circles of influences are, but other mom friends, are they majority of them stay at home, or are the majority of them also like you, working, whether full-time, part-time?
Most of the people right now that I'm talking to are my mom friends. So I have one other mom friend. She does stay at home. I'm trying to think. That's like it. Yeah.
Okay. I'm curious, and you don't have to report back to us, but I'm curious, if you were to ask her, hey, if you could go out and work, would you prefer to work or would you prefer to stay at home? What do you think she would say?
I think she would say stay at home, because I think if she thought she would have a better time working, that she would be working. Like, yeah, I don't know. I've not asked her.
All right, Mel.
Well, I'm trying to make a mom friend, and she's a stay-at-home mom, and I think she likes it that way. But yeah, this is my friend group.
You don't even have to go to me. My answer is the same. They are my only friends. not mom friends, but like only friends. my circle stays small. Well, Rachel, we got Rachel. She stays at home, right? And she likes it. Does she count as my friend? She can count as my friend. Yeah. Y'all didn't steal Rachel. I'm going to steal Rachel. Rachel, I have a mom friend named Rachel. We do this podcast together. And I think she stays home and I think she likes it.
She stays home, but she also does a lot of like volunteer, all that. So that's kind of like she's working. She's just not getting paid.
She's working, Mom. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
See, that's the difference too. It depends on the type of stay at home mom you were. See, when I was a stay at home mom, I was not the PTA mom. Jax doesn't do sports. He doesn't want to do like school activities with the school. He's very just melodramatic. So I never had to do like festivities and all this other stuff for school or anything like that outside of the house. So when we were home, it was just like us chilling.
Okay. Yeah. That does play different depending on what kind of stay at home mom you are. That's a good point. Let me ask you this. What would cause you to flip from where you are now? What would cause you to say, I'm out. I'm going to stay at home.
Literally anything. I would stay at home for literally any reason. If Caden gave me good enough, hey, Mom, I don't want you to go to work, I'd be like, I'll quit for you right now. Right this second. I need a reason.
All right. What about you, Lynette?
I love working, and I also love the time with my kids. I wouldn't quit my job because I need it. So I'd say if we won the lottery, maybe I would, but probably not. I'm kind of committed at this moment in time.
Okay. So that
but
brings
I'm really
up
sad that my kids miss me.
Okay. that brings up a question, because you said if you won the lottery. Because in my head, I have already planned out if I won the lottery, and I would offer you all jobs working in this organization that I have created in my head for the betterment of mankind. But if you could work from home, but you still had to work, what would that be like? So Melanie, if you, okay, now I get to stay home, but I still got to work.
Absolutely not. I would not be able to concentrate at home. Like online learning, I would fall behind and I would be fired.
No, so you need that separation. Give me an office where I can go to away.
Yeah, if I had it separated from it, but if Caden was like right next to me going, Mom, 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 I would not work. There would be no work done.
That's like the worst of both worlds. Like being stuck in my house and also like trying to do something when my children just want me. Like that is like the worst. Would not. No. There's no way.
All right. So I have to keep that in mind. So if I offer, if I do hit the lottery and I offer you all positions in this organization for the betterment of mankind, I need to have an office space for you to go to, but it needs to be close by. So if you wanted to just, I'm going to take a half day and go hang out with the family, you could. Okay. Melissa, what about you?
It's the same for me. Although I don't have little children, I have far too many animals and they are so ghetto. I would not be able to get anything done. It's just a madhouse in here 24/7. It's never safe.
Wow. Okay. So here's a good question, because you all have boys. We're jumping into the future. Your boys are now married and they come to you and they say, hey, my wife wants to stay at home, but I want her to work. Or they come to you and say, my wife wants to work, but I want her to stay at home. What's your advice to them?
To speak to their wife.
Don't involve me in your stuff.
For advice. And it's always good to ask other people for their opinion. But that is my opinion. It's your guys' marriage at that point. That's your relationship. You have to fully listen, not just hear what she's saying. What are her points on either wanting to stay home or to go to work? And what are your reasonings? Are you financially able to do it? Do you have like sitters for your kids? Because not everybody's comfortable with daycare. And why do daycare if you're able to have a parent or a grandparent or somebody else stay with your kid that knows them? So I think it's just all like circumstances of like the marriage and the situation. Not everybody has that, the benefit to be able to stay home with their child, whether it's the mom or the dad. So if that's an option, then it's something to be explored, but he should talk to his wife, not me.
Go ahead, Lene.
You know, if he ever lets go of me to find another woman, then maybe I would have to worry about this. As far as things are going now, it's not looking promising. But anyway, yeah, I'm totally out. That's none of my business. You two do what's best for your family, because you have to figure that out. But yeah.
Okay, Melanie.
Well, Melissa hit it out of the park, because here I am having a crisis of, who is he marrying? Do I know her? Do I know anything? Like, I'm having a crisis over here, and I can't even think that far ahead.
Okay. One thing that you would say to encourage working moms who may feel like, oh, I don't know if I could leave the house, leave my babies, leave them alone. One thing you would say to encourage those moms who are getting ready to become working moms?
It's okay to leave your babies. Eventually, they're going to leave you for school, and then they're going to get older, and they're not even going to care if you're home or not. So if you feel like financially or even mentally you need that mental break, find a job that suits you. Don't just find a job just to find a job, but find something that you like to do or something that you might like to do. It might be something you've never done before, but I feel like if you find like the right group of people or the right job setting, right customers, whatever, it makes the day worth it. So don't feel guilty because you need a little bit of time to yourself.
Go ahead, Mel.
I had it all planned out in my head and I can't remember what I was going to say. Come back.
Lynette.
I don't know that I have encouraging words, but I love that Melissa said, don't feel bad, because I feel so bad. And I know when I went back to work part-time, I felt really bad. And now looking back, I'm like, I was barely away from them. Now I feel bad because I'm away from them all of the time. But I think they're adjusting. They're adjusting and they'll be okay and they go to school. And I think it's actually kind of healthy to have a little bit of space. As we know, Roscoe is very, very attached to me. So I think it might do us both some good.
Yeah, we're going to play this for Roscoe's future bride down the road.
He'll love that.
All right, Mel, you got one?
I'd say whatever makes you the happiest, because if you go to a job that's crappy, that's not worth your time away from your kids, if you need to work or you want to work, work on finding the best job suited for you as a mother. So if it's a pay cut, maybe take that little bit of a pay cut. If it's just not quite exactly what you want, but if it's not working for your family, there are more jobs out there that can be better suited for your family.
Yeah, I think each of you hit it on the head, but I really like that. Do what's best for your family, regardless of what other people say. If that's stay at home, then stay at home. If it's to go work, especially, you know, like I said, so you can get that peace of mind, go to work. But keep in mind, like Melissa said, that, yeah, you know, childcare. Is it worth the time and effort for you to go work 6-8 hours a day or however many hours a week? And all that time, you've earned actually maybe $10 once you've paid for childcare. Is that worth the effort? So, yeah, but do what's best for your family. All right. Thank you guys, for sharing your thoughts and insights. And, yeah, I will start looking for a building for when I hit the lottery and offer you all jobs in my organization for the betterment of mankind.
When I woke, there was no one there to hold. Only feathers from an angel in the sky.